I'm Jeff in the morning. It's time for our Wednesday morning conversation, and we've got some kids from the drama department here with us, and the drama department, is it teacher, Corey, or instructor? How do I properly introduce you?
You can introduce me as a teacher. Technically, okay. I'm the vocal music teacher,
okay.
But that also brings me into the drama productions as a co-director of the musical.
Understood. And the musical that's coming up this weekend, right?
Yes.
Okay. When are the shows this weekend?
So Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and then we've got a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m.
Okay, and it's at the auditorium at our school complex.
Yes.
And the title of this year's play is?
Little Women.
Okay. I'm going to be very honest with you here. I have no idea what Little Women's all about. Never read it. I'm a guy. I always thought Little Women, that's not going to be for me anyway. And so I stayed away. And I have no idea what this is all about. So just a little background and why I'm foolish for having that kind of a thought process.
Well, it's a show about four sisters and their family. It is set in 1860s Massachusetts against the backdrop of the Civil War. But it really applies to anybody because it's about family and the interactions among the sister and their mother and those that they know who are in their lives.
I got to believe I'm not the only man hearing this right now who has never read Little Women or saw a play Little Women because they didn't think they would relate. We got to make this relatable. Why should guys get over that and come and see this play?
I think because it's about life, and it's about all those experiences we have, both as teenagers and then adults. I will admit, I still haven't read the novel.
Okay.
And I didn't know that there was a Little Women musical until about October this year. And now I cannot imagine my life without this show. It's been a wonderful show to work on.
What was it about this title and this play? Why was this, and how did this one get chosen for this time around?
We found that it had really compelling roles for the people that we have in our program.
Okay.
And it was one show, and this year it was the best show that would let our students shine on stage.
Okay. Do the kids, the students, they have any input as to what play is going to be put on?
No.
They don't. Okay.
In fact, we try to keep it a secret until we've already got the contract signed.
Okay, and how does that go with getting the right cast? They're going to be enthusiastic no matter what the title is anyway, right?
Yes, or at least they will be once they start listening to the music and seeing some of the scenes that they get to be in.
Got it. We've got a couple of the stars of the show here with us this morning. Erwin Ahlberg is here, and she's a senior actor and playing Marmee March. Good morning, Erwin.
Good morning.
What is it about this character that appeals to you?
I have a big family, and I'm one of the oldest, so I've always kind of I know how to take care of kids and stuff.
Okay.
And then just being able to take that and try to get that motherly energy, I guess, has been really interesting. So I like that.
So who is your character?
So Marmee is the mother of the four sisters in the show.
I have to ask you, how much of your own mother's parenting did you get to use in this part and make this part real?
Quite a bit.
Really?
My mom is an incredible role model to me. So, and she's very sweet and caring. And I think that Marmee has a lot of those same characteristics. So, yeah.
Okay. And does that make you the star of the show?
No.
Okay.
I'm one of the supporting roles, but I have a couple of really heartfelt songs that come in to it. So I'm really excited to kind of use that to make people feel something. So
I also have to ask you, have you ever sung on stage before all by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So not just choir, but you've been in front of an audience singing.
Yes, I've been doing the musical ever since I was a freshman, and in Into the Woods, I played Cinderella, so I had one of the lead roles during that, and so yeah, I have some experience.
Is there any stage fright that goes along with that, especially singing? I can see it'd be easier just speaking, but it's something about singing when you bring that out. Do you have any stage fright about that, or is it pretty easy for you now?
Absolutely.
Really?
I think that it's kind of one of those things that never really fully goes away, but it's also such an exciting feeling to be on stage, and it's very intimate. You're sharing something that's so vulnerable to you with the entire audience.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really special thing, and it's definitely gotten better now that I've done it more. I know at first I was so scared.
I bet.
But yeah, it's really fun.
Good. I'm glad. So that's a bottom line. Now you're getting school credit, I assume, for all this, and plus it's a good time.
I mean, we don't actually get any school credit, but it is a great time.
It's just an extracurricular thing, just like sports. This is just your extracurricular activity.
Yeah, and the relationships we build are really, really great.
Relationships and having fun. That's what this stuff should really be about. And so, well, congratulations on your part, and I'm sure you're going to do just fine, especially with as much experience as you have. Our next actor here is also a senior, Zan Sutton. Zan, welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Tell us about your character.
So I play Mr. Professor Frederick Bear.
Okay.
And he is another tenant in this boarding house that the main character Joe ends up living in. But he's also sort of like a mentor friend to her. They have sort of a love-hate relationship back and forth with their whole bickering motif.
Did you choose this role, or was this role assigned to you?
I didn't really choose it, but it was technically assigned to me in the sense that I auditioned for it and then I got it. But I did want to have this role because I think that there's a lot about the way that the professor conducts himself that is very relatable, especially for a lot of guys to be socially awkward. You want to be assertive, but not pushy.
So you found a lot of personal correlations in this role? Is that what drew you to it?
Quite a few.
Okay.
Just generally about being like nervous with social interaction.
Understood.
And I definitely relate to some of the key aspects of that character in those regards.
See, now I'm finding things I can relate to. Two people think because I do this for a living that I'm just out there and easy, and it's not. It's really not. And so a lot of us have that issue. You know what, Corey? I'm starting to see here there are a lot of relatable things in life that no matter what your gender is, you should maybe check this out, because these kids have obviously worked very hard and there are a lot of good stories here.
It's very much a universal story. And part of the reason they are so good on stage is they have a good energy among themselves when they're off stage. And I mean, they're definitely like best friends among the cast, but they all get along well and they all support each other. And that just translates into very authentic, energetic characters and wonderful performances on stage.
Sounds like it'd be well worthwhile. Zan, I want to come back to you again. When it comes to singing, do you have a singing part here too?
Oh yes,
okay.
I do. I have a couple songs.
Does that come easy for you?
More or less, yeah.
Really?
I've had less time in choir than Erwin, but I also have had about as many songs and solos on stage before in plays. So,
as a guy, were you familiar with this at all before this came to you?
I had not seen or read the story Little Women, but immediately upon hearing that it would be the musical, I found a recording of it on YouTube and I immediately binge watched it.
Okay. So why should guys be more open-minded to coming and seeing this play?
It's not really about women, I think.
We should just get that whole notion out of our heads.
The notion that it's just about women is completely pointless. It's really about growing up, because like we follow Jo, obviously, and her whole story is about how she wants to become this writer, and so she goes through all of these struggles, and her character growth is less about achieving her goals from like a feminist perspective, even necessarily. It's more so like just a general like understanding that comes with living, like a growing up sort of feeling.
When you got familiar with the play, the parts, and putting this whole show on, what would you say is the moral of this story? In your mind, Zan?
It seems like, to me at least, that the big lesson to be learned there, like the moral, would be that you should pursue your dreams and you can follow through on them, but you need to understand the complexities of life before you can make that happen.
Erwin, would you agree with that? You're nodding your head.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a lot about following whatever your heart desires, and there's a lot of different like societal factors that will try to push you in different directions. But by the end of the play, Joe's, you know, story and like staying firm to who she is. So,
you know what? That's relatable to anybody that's grown up. First of all, that really hit home with me. Y'all have been to the guidance counselor, your seniors, and so you've been to the guidance counselor before your senior year, and they say, okay, what would you like to do when you get out of school? You're familiar with that.
Yeah.
They're still doing that at school, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I went to school, I told them I wanted to be a DJ, and they did everything to talk me out of it. And so I can relate to this immediately. I was not encouraged to chase my dreams. I was told this is a transient job where you can't make any money. Think of something else. I said, okay, I can listen to the radio if I'm a truck driver. Okay, here's a truck driving school. I didn't want to be a truck driver. I hated every minute of it, but I could listen to the radio. So following your dreams, staying true to what's inside of you, no matter what the grown-ups might be saying, stay true. Am I on the right track here?
Absolutely, yeah.
See, this is relatable to everybody. It really is. So let's get that whole just for girls thing right out of our heads here. Corey, I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate you bringing these actors in with you today. We're going to have some more. I'm going to take a little break. We'll clear out the studio and come right back. Erwin, thank you very much for being here. Zan, thank you for being here. As they say, break a leg, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, what are the times of the shows this weekend?
Friday night, 7 p.m. Saturday night, 7 p.m. Sunday afternoon at 2.
Outstanding. What does it cost to get in?
$5 for adults and $3 for children or senior citizens. It's all general admission seating. We're selling tickets at the door starting about half an hour before showtime.
Outstanding. Good job, you three. And bring in the next three, and we'll keep on talking Little Woodman here on the Sunrise Show on this Wednesday morning conversation. Be back after this break. And back with part two of our conversation. We've got pretty near the whole cast here of Little Women with us here this morning on the Sunrise Show, and our next three actors are Bella, Murphy, and Cedar. So, Bella Marino, senior at Tomahawk High School, and your character is whom?
My character is Lori Theodore, Lori Lawrence. It's a long name, yeah.
Okay. What's your part all about? What's your character all about?
So, he lives, he's neighbors with the March family. Very bashful, shy kid. But he becomes very close with the family, very close with Joe and the sisters, and it's very sweet.
So, as a young lady, what is it like playing a male part? You're really flexing your actor chops here with this one, aren't you?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. I remember when Miss Zip came up to me and she's like, "Would you be willing to play a male actor?" And I was like, "I'm not against it. I would definitely be willing to try it."
Did you learn anything about the way us guys think and act?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. Definitely, you can't hold yourself like you would as a female. You have to hold yourself differently, speak differently, just act all around differently. But it's definitely a challenge I'm willing to accept.
As a young lady, how are you going to use this new information as you go forward in life dealing with men?
I don't know. I guess just understanding, okay. I guess, of just the
you can
whole
cut
situation.
Us some slack then.
Well,
maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a good time? It obviously must have been challenging. Did you have a fun time?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's such a fun experience getting to know everyone and being able to branch out and do different things. Very exciting. Yeah.
As a senior, is this your fourth year in drama?
It is not. Okay. I started drama my sophomore year.
Okay.
I had a small role, in Into the Woods, and ever since then I've been hooked on it, and I have loved being with the community, supporting people that have had these huge roles that are so exciting to watch just grow, and it's very, very exciting.
Can you see yourself doing this some more, once you get into college or whatever you're going to do after high school here? You're going to continue with this? You've been bit by the acting bug?
I have, okay. Yes. I absolutely love it.
Well, our community theater here in Tomahawk is a great way for all you kids that have been in drama. You can continue on. It sounds like they're going strong, and they're going to be around for a long time.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here with us this morning. Our next character, Murphy Koth, is also a senior. Murphy, thanks for being here this morning. Tell us about your character.
My character is Josephine, for short, Joe. And she is a writer trying to make her way in the world. She plans to travel, and she wants to do great things. It's really about her journey.
So you're the star of the show.
You could say that.
Your character is the star of the show. Is that more comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. So what makes her special? What makes her stand out? What was it about the role that really drew you to it?
Well, she's very bold and she speaks her mind.
And you tend to do that too?
No, I want to be like that.
Okay.
But she's very brave, and she goes after her dreams, and I feel like I'm like that, so that's really cool.
Okay, and what did you take out? I would assume that when you act a part, there must be something that you take out of it that you can maybe use in the future one way or the other. Did you take something away from this part?
Oh, yeah. I mean, always the community, too. Like, the people you connect with along the way, and, I mean, there's some really vulnerable parts if you come to see the show, and you really get to know the people, and it's beautiful. So
you must be singing a lot as the main character. You must be singing a lot.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and is that something you what do you find more appealing? Is it the singing or the acting, or is it a little bit of both? You can't separate.
I think the singing definitely has like a different vibe to it. Like Erwin was saying, it's more vulnerable.
Okay.
But I'd say overall, like.
Where does a person that sings on stage, where do you get your practice? Besides with the drama class and such like that, is it in the car? Is it getting ready for school in the morning? Where do you do a lot of your singing?
Oh, all the time. Around
so
the
you're
house.
Always singing, so people are always hearing Murphy singing.
Yeah.
It's just Murphy singing again. So why do you want people to come and see the play this weekend?
I think there's a lot of good messages you can take away from it. And everybody can take away a little something different relating with different characters. So you kind of, I don't want to give anything away. You kind of have just to come
okay.
and see.
Okay, right. I just want to, like I started off saying with Corey, I'm not sure how much you two heard out there, but as a guy, I never thought Little Women would be something I'd be interested in. I never went to read the book. I've never sought it out in any way, but now I'm finding this is just about life.
Oh, yeah.
You agree, too?
Yeah.
See, I think we're on to something here. our next actress is a junior. Her name is Cedar Hoffman. Cedar, thanks for being here this morning.
Hi.
Tell us about your character and what makes her stand out.
I play Margaret March. She's older and more mature than the rest. She wants to start a family, so she kind of journeys through that.
Okay. And there are all kinds of different hijinks and adventures that happen in all during all that process?
Oh, yeah, there okay. definitely are. I can't give them away, though.
No.
Got to
no.
come and see it.
There's got to be a surprise. How long have you been doing the acting, Cedar?
3 years now.
Okay, so all 3 years of high school. You knew this is something you wanted to do right when you get into high school?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and has it been everything you ever thought it would be?
And more, and more.
What have you really taken out of being in the drama class? Or the drama group, I should say. What are your life lessons you're going to take with you every day once you're out of school?
I feel like they've really helped me grow up and become who I am and see things differently.
For kids that might be, kids should all be in school right now. For kids that have parents and their parents might see something in them, I'm going to ask you first, Cedar, how would you encourage a parent to get their kids more involved into drama and acting once they get a chance to do it?
I would definitely talk to them more about it and try and convince them because it is such a great opportunity.
Did it take convincing for you? You just knew this was going to happen.
I knew right away.
And Murphy, what about you? Is this something you have to be convinced?
No. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've done it. So, and I think we all have to be kind of more like kids and just try it and just go out there and do it.
How about you, Belle? Any advice in that line?
Yeah, I didn't really know what I was going to do in high school. I was very into sports and I still am, but I decided that it is something I would want to pursue. My freshman year, I had wanted nothing to do with it. And sophomore year, I took that leap of faith, and now I just love it.
So. And so it's like a balancing act, getting everything in. And, and Cedar, back to you. We're going to finish up here. But is this a balancing act for you? Is this like your main drive? This is what Cedar's all about?
It's definitely one of the most important things in my life. I've definitely dedicated much time.
So I'm gonna just a kind of a blanket thing here. When you go, I would assume all of you go to some of the sporting events. You're all behind the Hatchet hockey team tomorrow. It's going to be awesome, bringing back a big state trophy. We're all hoping. We should have the same enthusiasm for the other extracurriculars, like drama class and like the forensics and things like that. Is it always a packed house when you're on stage there? In your experience, Cedar, usually?
I mean, pretty full. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good crowds.
Because I think the main thing I would like the community to do to support is to just show up. I mean, that means a lot. Just show up. And for $5, what else are you going to do on a weekend afternoon, right?
It definitely makes it a lot better.
Oh, yeah. It helps a lot.
I appreciate all of you coming in here today. I'm sorry I wasn't better prepared. And I'm glad we could break it down like this because it just gets too claustrophobic in here with all those folks. But break a leg. I hope it's an awesome weekend of performances. We're going to be talking about it on the community calendar. We'll make sure the community knows. And so thank you all for being here. Thank you for exposing a little of your inner selves here with us on the radio this morning. It's been awesome. And have a good rest of the day at school. And all three in unison, we need to go Hatchets, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Go Hatchets.
There we go. Thanks, kids.